Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here at the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You know, it's my favorite mantra, right? Nobody wants to say it together. We'll all do it together. So, I mean, it's, you know what? Again, for those of you who listen to the show on a regular basis, I know, it gets a little old after a while. Got it. But it's not meant just for you. There are others just tuning in the show for the first time. Many don't really know how to get involved. Some of them don't even care to get involved. They like that. I can't even imagine that, frankly. I mean, in all sincerity. You got to get involved so you truly know what's going on. So you can truly have a say in what happens. You know, again, let me get this. It sounds terrible, huh? Let me get this out of the way. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. You know, Mike Lindell has made a way for us to make some money online. It's very hard to do these days, especially with the way of Facebook and X, Twitter, whatever it's called. Make it very hard, no matter who you are, to pick up a few bucks online. So it's kind of like, you know, people, if you want to help and you don't want to donate, and I don't like the donation thing. I mean, we need the money always. But the reason I like the donation thing is I feel like you're not getting anything, not really getting anything of value, if you would. So at least if you hop up there, right, you have what, sheets, pillowcases, pillows, blankets, mattress covers. We got a lot of great stuff over there. The sheets are great. The towels are great. There's just a lot happening. I mean, a lot of good things happening there. I can save you 30 to 70% if you simply use my name, right, Joe. That the promo code is Joe. Can't make it any easier than that. Seriously. All right, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, save a mint, and enjoy. I'm telling you. All right, and again, if you hate what you got, the return policy is fantastic. You can almost, frankly, you could almost wear the slippers out, you know, before you send them back. So, all right. There's never anything not to talk about. The pro-Hamas, right, anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic people, there's just nothing. You look at this, you say to yourself, my God, how did they get here? How did we get here? Really? Pro-Palestinian protesters, again, they defaced the Veterans Cemetery in Los Angeles, spray painting Free Gaza all over the place. Is that really the place to do that? Where Americans fought and died for freedom? to face theirs. Really, that is such a smart move on your part. Just amazing to me. And it makes us not want to help you. It makes us realize that you really don't care. Come on, can we be honest? You don't really care about, you know, freeing Gaza. You come into this country, I would imagine if we check it, you're going to find out many, many, many of these people don't belong here. And when I say that, I mean they're not here because they want a better life. At least I don't think they are. I think they're here because, you know, point blank, they got, how do I put this? They got stuff they want to do. How's that? Okay? At least that's how I see it. And we shouldn't let them. We should go out of our way to make sure it's next to impossible for them to get involved, or not get involved, but for them to engage in this stuff like this. Painting our veterans, or painting the veterans' gravesites. It's a memorial. One of the most sacred memorials we have. So they don't care about this country. They don't care about the history. They don't care about what we stand for. A group of pro-Palestinian protesters on Sunday, they didn't face the Los Angeles National Cemetery. They spray-painted Free Gaza and Intifada all over the place. There are 90,000 veterans of World War I and II and the Vietnam War, among others, buried here. Right? The cemetery is located at the corner of a protest hotspot. Where there have been, you know, large protests from recent months. That doesn't give them the right to do what they did. Protesters could be heard shouting, "Long live Palestine," and "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free." Democratic Congressman Brad Sherman, he derided the protesters, suggesting it was further proof that people who hate Israel also hate America. You know, really interesting coming from Brad Sherman, hardcore Democrat. Is he screaming to close the border? I don't know. Is he? It's just amazing. Sid, I don't know who this is. Oh, Sia Kordenstein. Very upset about what took place down there. You know, I guess a leader in that area. Here's all Los Angeles National Cemetery in my district. He said they deface the cemetery for those who gave their lives to end slavery, to protect the world from fascism. The VA National Cemetery is where our national heroes are laid to rest. This act of vandalism is totally unacceptable. As a VA press secretary, then you know what? Do something about it. They have cameras there. Arrest these people. Find them like you did the quote-unquote January 6th insurrectionists. Find them. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOKE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? Push back. Make sure you got, truly make sure you got the information you need to be able to open your mouth and let people know what's going on. All right? Seriously. You know, the more and more and more we see about the January 6th issue, debacle, problem, whatever you want to call it, you know, the videos now are coming forward. You guys on the left are amazing to me. No, I mean it sincerely. Because you're seeing video after video after video of the, you know, of the Capitol Police or whoever letting these people in all over the place. If you look at the times, you look at the timestamps, it's just amazing to watch. You can't sit there and tell me that those people violently entered the Capitol. Now, you saw it happen in a couple of places. You saw the glass being broken, the doors being broken, windows being broken, and I am going to say it again. Real simple. You cannot tell me that MAGA people are into defacing statues, breaking windows, breaking government property. They don't do it. Right? They just don't do it. Are they going to go, you know, I mean, you look at the differences between the Dem protests, the Occupy protests. They left those places amazed. Matter of fact, if you didn't know any better when you saw some of those pictures, you would think, if you had two brain cells that worked, you would think you were looking at a dump, a city dump. It's just amazing. Anyway, I mean, and yet when you see the Republicans, let me take that back, not Republicans, but when you see conservatives or the MAGA people or what have you, show me pictures of the messes they left behind. Right? No, really, seriously, show me. You can't find them. Okay, if you're going to send me pictures of a little litter around a trash can, I'm not interested. But you see the mess these people left behind, the Occupy people. And Pelosi didn't care. Schumer didn't care. None of them cared at the time. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Ray Epps stories. They're flying around everywhere. You know, they make our point for us. That it's a two-tier system. I don't even think it's a two-tier system. Right? It's a one-tier system against conservatives. Period. Right? And we just happen to be in a way of whatever. But think about this. Listen carefully. Okay, I'm not making this up. You can check it out on your own. But Ray Epps today, finally, we were told he had nothing to do with anything, but, you know, as part of one of the J6 people, remember, the J6 insurrection, got no jail time. He got 1 year probation, a $500 fine, 100 hours of community service. At this point, I could confidently say that justice in America is dead. It no longer exists. We have hours and hours and hours of video where Ray first said he wasn't anywhere near the place. He didn't have anything to do with anything. And then you got video of him telling people to go in. Opening doors, opening gates, helping them go into the Capitol. So he lied. Lied under oath. Right? The docket, just love this, minute entry for proceedings held before Chief Judge James Boasberg. Sentence held on 1-9-2024 is to James Ray Epps. The defendant previously consented to proceed via Zoom, right, so secretive, nobody knew about it. The defendant is sentenced to 12 months probation, $25 special assessment, restitution totaling $500. Appeal rights given. Bond status of defendant remains on PR, paired in via Zoom. And they went through the list of everybody that was there. Oh, boy. Right? Just amazing. The Biden regime refused to charge Epps with hurting a sign at the police when... hurling a sign at the police when eight others are rotting in prison today just for touching the sign. Right? I mean, again, nobody is charged the same. Nobody. Meaning MAGA versus people on the left that did a lot of damage. In one video, Ray Epps is filmed hoisting the massive Trump sign with several other Trump supporters. Epps was likely leading the efforts as he led the crowd when they breached not just the first set of barriers in the U.S. Capitol, but the second and third sets. He's there with them, pushing through with them. But I guess that's okay. You know, Epps was a known entity. Apparently, he may even have been sent in to help out, to help make it worse than it was, look worse than what it was, be worse than what it was for that matter. How do you and the left explain that? How are you okay with that? You couldn't possibly, approve of this. Just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You know, funny, because earlier, Kelly Wilde reported anyone who touched the sign, an enormous battering ram, according to prosecutors, was denied bond, subject to lengthy prison sentence, except for Ray Epps. So using the same words that the DOJ used to put the J6 people in jail, apparently weren't acceptable to the judge to use against Ray Epps, doing exactly the same thing, if not more. Can you imagine? But we're supposed to trust the government. They want us to trust them. They want us not to push back on them, because they're so trustworthy. God bless. Just amazing. By the way, so I haven't read the story yet, but God, looks just like him. John Lennon's son. He says, you know what DEI stands for? Dumb, evil, idiots. Oh, it's great. Don't miss your host. I just, we'll leave on that one. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USC
USA News Update. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, with a trip to the Middle East through the early part of this week, saying one crucial part of his ongoing effort in the region is to prevent the Israel-Hamas conflict from becoming a wider war.
Use the influence, the relationships with different parties in the region to try to avoid escalation.
Blinken is denouncing calls by some Israeli officials for Palestinian resettlements outside of Gaza. He stressed getting more aid in will also be key. President Biden may have complete confidence in Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, but GOP lawmakers are announcing plans to impeach him. It comes as Austin faces backlash for a lack of transparency when his recent hospitalization went unreported to the White House for several days. Republican Congressman Matt Rosendale of Montana plans to introduce articles of impeachment today. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
That persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
There you go. Nice little dance.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. So you got to be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. We're talking about Ray Epps. A couple things. I mean, you realize that 90% of what he's done or did is what they're charging the J6 protesters, whatever, for. They're all in jail for years. Okay? Ray Epps, Buckus. No, let that sink in. Buckus, because he was actively involved. You have mega tape on him doing these things, and he gets no jail time. None. And the hearing today, it changed to a secretive Zoom hearing. It's against the law. Right? When you're hiding the sentencing from public, it's constitutionally illegal. Now, that D.C., well, good name for them, D.C. Kangaroo Court, suddenly changed to Ray Epps' in-person public sentencing hearing to a remote Zoom hearing. Epps was scheduled to appear in person today at 10 o'clock at the Barrett-Prettyman United States Courthouse. Now, according to court dockets, the hearing was modified to a hybrid hearing, government in person, defense via Zoom, which means they knew they weren't going to sentence him. They knew it. They had to. Right? Because if they're going to sentence him and put him in custody, he would have had to have been there at the court. As reported by the Gateway Pundit, Epps was sued by J6 defendant Eric Clark for conspiracy to violate civil rights. The case has been filed in the Utah court, which is great. Let's start going after these people. Right? Now, the Gateway Pundit, you find a lot of good information at the Gateway Pundit GatewayPundit.com. Gateway Pundit had a tip that Ray Epps was going to be served with a lawsuit at the courthouse during the sentencing. Right? Maybe they knew it, too. And then maybe that's why he didn't show. Then, like magic, Ray Epps' fairy godmother showed up. Can we have a godmother? Does that have to be god person, god whatever? Right. Nobody was there. Just amazing. What a coincidence, though, that would happen, wouldn't it? This is the Obama-appointed Chief Judge James Boasberg. Right, it truly is a D.C. kangaroo court. And this stuff isn't going to stop for long. I mean, Epps has got a Trump, part of the proof, Trump 2024 sign on. He's in the huddle with a bunch of guys covering his mouth so the cameras can't see what he's saying. And I said from day one, just because they have MAGA hats and MAGA shirts on and Trump flags on doesn't mean they're Trump supporters. Doesn't mean they're MAGA people. My God, these are old world, old war tactics. What more proof do you need? The government is protecting Epps. It's the only, seriously. All he has to start doing is spewing in public. According to another legal expert, it seems like someone certainly tipped off the powers to be that this is unheard of. It's also illegal for the government to be a non-transparent with sentencing a hearing. We'll have to, this is driving me nuts. Not a far drive, I realize. But he is being sued by a J6 defendant for conspiracy. Lawsuit filed in Utah. Ray Epps acted under the color of law as a federal agent to deprive me of my constitutional rights. I'll see where this goes. Gateway Pundit received a stamped and signed copy of the lawsuit. It was filed in the state of Utah by a J6 defendant. And he's charging that Ray Epps acted under the color of law as a federal agent to deprive me of my constitutional rights. As a direct result of the action, Ray Epps, Michael Gordon, and the other unknown conspirators, I was deprived of my rights to exercise my free speech. They created the chaos, drowned out my voice and the voice of countless others. They started the chaos with the intent of demonizing any American who dared to challenge the results of the election. They labeled us insurrectionists. The conspirators were effective beyond anything they could have hoped for. He's definitely right. I don't know if they thought they'd get this far with it. Love to know who ordered all these flags. I would love to know, where all those hats came from. Also named in the lawsuit is DOJ prosecutor Michael Gordon. Unknown number of John Doe agents. Yeah, I think they've admitted they had 30 or 40 of them among the people. I would go after this with a vengeance. I would stop letting these people walk all over us. I would stop letting these people crap all over the Constitution. On January 6th, Ray Epps approached me after I yelled out to Oorah, Marine Corps chant. When I was on the Capitol steps, Ray Epps said to me, "Hey, Semper Fidelum." Right? Devil dog. I don't know. Sorry, guys. Not a Marine. Don't know what it means. We've had to hold the crowd back a little bit longer, or they're going to screw up the plan. Did you hear what he said? Epps said to him, "We have to hold the crowd back a little longer, or they're going to screw up the plan." So he was in a position of authority. The police line moving back on its own when he was right in front of it. Plus, the writer says, I later found out that Epps' text message claimed that he orchestrated it all. His statements to the J6 Unselect Committee showed that he had foreknowledge of the possible bombs on side streets. He knew all of this. Right? Plus the extreme leniency of the DOJ has shown Epps, it adds up. It all adds up. So good. I hope Eric Clark, If I can find a link to the site where you can donate to him, I'm in. And I think you should be in, too. This is how crazy this is getting. So we reported the other night that the William Penn statue was going to be taken down. Right? The Parks Department and National Parks. And ridiculous. Right? He is the founder of Pennsylvania. In the late 1600s, and this is where his house was. Right there, William Penn, right there in the park. The Park Service announced plans to renovate the park where the statue is located. It's called Welcome Park to make it inclusive of Native Americans, even though the park is built where Penn's home once stood. It's named after the ship, the Welcome, that brought Penn to the New World from England in 1682. They plan to remove a replica of Penn's home, the slate roof house, as well as Penn's timeline on the wall at the park. In other words, wipe out, erasing every memory of Penn. Tell me there isn't a plan here, people. Figure it out. In all seriousness, the Interior Department, which oversees the National Park Service, is led by a Biden appointee, Secretary Deb Haaland, known for being a radical progressive, who was the first Native American to serve as a cabinet secretary. So is that her job to go around now and take care of everything, or perceive to take care of everything, if you would? It's just amazing. Oh, the Shawhunt Clues are there, by the way. They're in Penn Park. Right? William Penn Park. They have got, I love this, transgender and every gay pride flag known to mankind, every version of it, everywhere in the park. The quote-unquote park ranger is transgender, wearing the gay pride wristbands. And you have to sit there and say, oh my God, is there a such thing as a dress code? Right? I know that normally uniforms, you're not allowed to add. Just amazing. All right, Joe Mazzino, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Basita, your host.
Right?
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Seriously. Right? I mean, you really got to pay attention to what's going on around you. All right. Let's just stay on these stories. I got so much stuff going on, so many things happening that we just... Most people won't pay attention to it. It's really hard. I get it. You know, I do it for a living. It's a whole different animal. So how many of you are inundated when you're perusing that interweb place with the Temu or Temu, whatever it's called? And you always see these ads, you know, I mean, where genuine leather boots, $1.17. You know, like, okay, that can't be real. There's something wrong with it. A lot of stuff they're selling and working with. It's nothing. $23 wedding dresses, right?
I mean, earbuds, $1. Now, you can't really buy anything unless you download their app. Now, overnight, people are talking about this Temu. Again, it's an online shopping app that boasts deals that seem too good to be true, like $17 wireless earbuds, $1, $1 gold necklaces, $23 wedding dresses. Over 50 million American people have downloaded Temu since it launched stateside in September 2022. It gained traction with expensive Super Bowl ads promising to let you shop like a billionaire. Today, Temu is the most popular shopping app in the U.S. behind Amazon. Right? But most of us don't know much about it. You don't know much about the app's true origins, where Temu came from. Right? When things are this cheap, don't you think you should think? Right? Well, here's what we found out about Temu. This is a fly-by-night operation. Temu's based on in Boston, Massachusetts. It's owned by a company called PDD Holdings. They're on the NASDAQ. It's headquartered. You ready for this one? Come on. Anyone want to guess? Anybody? Yeah. Shanghai. That's right. Now, PDD also owns the e-commerce platform. Oh, right. Pinduoduo. Headquartered in, yeah, you guessed it, China as well. So Temu is a communist China-based app and site. And here's what you need to know before you start using it. See, you guys don't do your homework. You check nothing out, and then you wonder why something goes wrong in your life. You're buying goods directly from manufacturers in China and other parts of the world. That's why the shipping times of these are often well over 12 days. The prices are low because the goods are cheap. They're made cheaply. They're cheap goods. Now, the pictures of what you see is you see from all over the interweb. Right? What we see advertised, what you buy may not be what ends up in your mailbox. Their BBB rating is 2.21 out of 5 reviews. You know, Trustpilot are interesting, with 38% have a 5-star rating, 41% with a 1-star. But that's not the worst of it. You can look at that and you go, okay, well, maybe there's a really piece of crap company. But they're downright dangerous. Again, we don't pay attention. We love our technology so much. We don't want to put it down. We don't want you to believe that something could be wrong with it, right? The app's clever. It's like a digital stalker. As you shop, Temu monitors your activity on other apps, tracks your notifications and your locations, and changes settings. It gets worse, though. Temu gains full access to all your contacts, calendars, photo albums, plus all your social media accounts, chats and texts. In other words, literally everything on your phone now becomes part of Temu. Or Temu. No shopping app needs this much control, right? Do you? Can you give me a reason why, especially one tied to communist China? If you're using Temu, delete the app from your phone. Right? And some of you should know how to do this. You do a long press on the app icon. You tap remove app. You delete the app. You delete everything. On Android, touch and hold the app, then tap remove app. Delete app. Delete it all. I mean, seriously. Do you really need to pay that much money, that little bit of money, for something that may or may get to you at some point that's cheap? This is where you got to use your ability to think. Like people in my family used to say, it's too good to be true, then it's probably not true. Yes, stop jumping at the pretty stuff. I don't know if you caught this out of New York. A New York high school has been filled with illegals. Yeah, this is the Mayor Eric Adams has decided he's got an answer to help out here. You know, with the winter months coming and everything else that's going down. He's going to put these, I think it was going to be 2,000 families in there or something like that. Now, the kids have been removed from the school, basically thrown out of their own school, what taxpayers have been paying for. You know, God bless. thrown out of the school. Now they're going to have to do distance learning like they did during COVID. And that's according to the mayor. That's what he wants. Isn't that great? We'll have a bunch of kids again that are going to be hurt by education because, yeah, a liberal, Democrat liberal mayor has said this is the way you're going to have to learn. Too bad, deal with it. Anyway, I was talking about the how they were trying to take William Penn's statue down in Welcome Park in Pennsylvania, where William Penn's house was, because, you know, William Penn was a slave owner, because they didn't do any of their homework on this guy. Absolutely none. You know, what are you going to wipe out? You're going to wipe out all of, 85% of American history from the early days? Is that what you're going to do? No, really, seriously. Because they owned slaves? Because something that was, I didn't say it was right. I didn't say it was okay. But because they owned slaves, are we serious here? Anyway, the Independence National Historic Park withdrew the review of the draft proposal to rehabilitate the park. Closed public comment. The preliminary draft proposal, which was released prematurely, had not been subject to a complete internal agency review. It's now being retracted, pulled back, and the William Penn statue will stay. No, it's not because it didn't go through a full review. You know why? It went because people were screaming. They got caught. Right, I don't know the name of the park. What is it, Columbus Square in New York? Where they're going to pull down the statue of Columbus. And the boys got together. That's right, the Italian community got together in big numbers. Around the statue. And basically told the people who came to take it down, yeah, you'll have to go through us. You're not getting this statue. Period. And guess what's going on today in Columbus Park, right? Yeah, the statue's still there. You have got to stick up for your rights, people. You have got to push back. You cannot let them get away with this stuff. It's beyond me why we do. What are we afraid of? Jail time, fines, you're going to lose your house? Listen, if they get their way, you're going to lose a lot more in your house. You're going to lose a lot more in your freedom. I mean, look, check this out. You got Fannie Willis, right? We talked about this the other day. Buffoon lover boy met with the White House to plot Trump Georgia indictments, according to the Gateway Pundit. Then built a state for the hours exposing the Biden regime. Right, so he went there. He went with her to D.C. to discuss what they were going to do to Trump. This is her boyfriend. Okay? He gets the job. $650K, sleeping with her, who's feeding him information on how to handle the case. Isn't that amazing? When the news broke, Michael Roman dismissed, and for Fannie Willis, Nathan Wade and everyone in the DA's office needs to be disqualified from the RICO case against Trump. They're all in it. His filing claim, Nathan Wade, that the special prosecutor hired to go after Trump, paid for luxury vacations. He took him with who? His girlfriend, Fannie Willis. They went to Napa Valley. It's nowhere near Georgia. They took a cruise to the Caribbean. They used the money from Fulton County to pay for their out-of-town escapades. I mean, seriously? She brought him in as a special prosecutor. Back in November 2021. He went and met with the Biden's White House counsel at least twice. They're not supposed to do that. Just before they were ready to get together with, you know, do Trump's indictments. Now think about that. 2021. Is this nuts or what? God bless people. We'll be back in a little bit. You know, Brad Dickens joins me from Pacific Justice Institute right after the break. We got a lot more to talk about. Be right back.